Hi, sister. Welcome to Far Above Podcast with Denise. I'm really glad you're here. I have a message I want to share with you. It has been about 2 years since my family has started on this journey, and I really became aware of where my two adult daughters were and what they were struggling with. I would say that it has been a wonderful journey for me as an individual, as a mom, as a wife, as a daughter of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I wouldn't desire that for my family or for any other family. But the things that I've learned through it and the depth of relationship with my Father God and with my family has been worth every minute of it. And that's really what I wanted to share with you today. I remember being maybe in your shoes where you didn't have any encouragement locally. You didn't know who you could talk to. It was almost like I didn't want to share what was going on with my daughter transitioning and leaving the faith, and then my other daughter leaving the faith, and then claiming, you know, bisexualness. And I just didn't know who to tell. It was so deep and wounding and unbelievable that I felt shame. I felt conviction. I don't even know if it was conviction. It might have been guilt. The enemy is the condemner of the saints, right? And I was definitely full of shame, not because of what my children were struggling with. I mean, that was definitely not the path that I would want for them. And as a believer and a child of God, knowing, you know, everybody's struggling with something. You know, you have transgender, confused individuals that their struggle is not hidden on the inside anymore. It is very evident on the outside what they're struggling with. You have people that are struggling with bisexual tendencies, and their struggle can also be on the outside, depending on how they want to, what they want to show in the world, right? But then you've got people struggling with pornography, pride, gossip, self-loathing, and that's all on the inside. And we can sure look pretty and shined up as Christians, can't we? We can go to church and we can look like everything is perfect. The pictures on our social media and on the walls and what we're showing and presenting ourselves. And really, there's a lot of stuff going on the inside. And that was me. I would have to say that God has shown me that I have been a Pharisee. And Jesus didn't take kindly to Pharisees. So I had a lot of cleaning up that God is doing and needed to do. Pride that needed to go in Jesus' name. Humility, realizing my faults and the legalism that I raised my children, my daughters under. The weight of perfectionism. So much. I would change it in a heartbeat if I could go back. So what do you do with all that? What do you do with the shame that you feel because you feel like you failed? Because for me, I kind of expected my children accepted the Lord. They were walking with God. They did all the things. I raised them with my husband in the fear and admonition of the Lord, really in legalism, perfectionism. But that's not the relationship that's not the way Jesus wanted me to raise my daughters. He wanted me to raise them in humility and fear and admonition of the Lord. So, a lot of things God has been doing and is doing, continuing to do. So that's kind of what I want to talk to you about today. And I want to share with you, there's some new features in this platform that I use with Spotify to publish this podcast. This podcast is my heart reaching out to your heart, Mama. This podcast is just a way for you to know you're not alone and a way for me to encourage myself and you, because I understand I felt lonely and not sure who to turn to. I felt that I would be condemned maybe or judged. And really, you know, I've had a few conversations where I've had felt a little condemnation from people, but mostly it was just one person. Everybody else is pretty much not sure what to say. I know that their heart is burdened for my family. So I have gone through the breaking. I'm still going through it. I remember having to go to the hospital and being having to see a specialist afterwards and being told by the heart doctor that I had broken heart syndrome. And I remember crying myself to sleep without hope, even desiring for my life to end, because the relationships I had were all falling apart. My family was falling apart. Not at all what I thought they should look like or what it should look like for our family. And I had to repent of that, because God says in His Word, His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And if He was allowing this to happen in my family, there was a really good reason why He wanted to do something more in my family. Bring me to a place of humility and brokenness so that He could build me up in His ways. So some of the new features on this podcast platform are answering questions and posting, you know, answering polls. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you need, sister. How can I encourage you? So please take the time to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And then also let me know by answering the questions, what is it that you need? And I will do my best to help bring an episode that will reach your heart and encourage you, because that is my sole desire, is for me to be encouraged and for you to be encouraged, that we are walking arm in arm in this battle, believing God, praying and seeking Him for our prodigals and for our families and for ourselves too. Can't forget about ourselves. God is wanting to do something in us. So what has God been encouraging me in this 2-year journey at least? Well, it's definitely been a return back to His Word. And I struggle with this. And I will confess to you that there are days where I don't spend the time that I would like to with the Lord. Sometimes I'm listening in the car with my homeschool daughter driving to our appointment, and we're listening to the Bible. And then we're listening to one of my new favorite resources, The Bible Recap by Tara Lee Cobble. We're listening to her recap and her God shot and discussing it in the car. But you know, it's not legalism. It's not about me working for God to love me or for me to earn a badge in my faith, because I am, my salvation is secure in Christ, and He doesn't expect me to check off any boxes. He just wants a relationship with me, and He wants that for you. Definitely another thing is community, the community that I needed, and maybe where you are, where you don't have anybody that you can really share because you're afraid of being judged or looked down at, or, well, people don't know how to help because they're not going through this, you know, trial. So God opened the door for me to start this podcast. He told me to do it. I reluctantly did it, and I'm so glad I have, because it also opened the door for the 22 days of praying and fasting that I did in January, and I hope to do again next January. And I have a community of women that I prayed and fasted with for 22 days, and we didn't want to stop. We were praying for our prodigals, praying for our families, seeing God answer prayers. And then these precious, amazing women from all over the nation, friend invited friend, I invited my friends, and then those friends invited other friends. And we have women from states all throughout the United States. It's beautiful. And we're linking arms and we are supporting each other. We meet still every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we pray and we believe for each other. And then I have a WhatsApp group for us to be able to share prayer requests and rejoices and celebrations and encouragement. And that community that I so needed, God knew if I was faithful and I did this podcast, I did what he said, he had plans to encourage me with sisters that I can't do this life without. They're amazing, amazing godly women that lift me up and my prodigals, and I lift them up and their prodigals, and we are linking arms, believing until every single one of them comes back to the Father or comes to know the Father. Then there are books that God has really used to encourage me. The Prodigal Prayer Guide, written by Laura and Francine Perry. Well, Laura has gotten married since then, so her married name is Laura Perry Smaltz. But they wrote a beautiful prayer guide, Prodigal Prayer Guide, that I use with my women that we pray with. And it's just been such an encouraging book, written by a mom who prayed for her prodigal and then a prodigal who came back. How beautiful is that? And then also another book by Richard A. Burr, B-U-R-R. It's called Praying Your Prodigal Home, Unleashing God's Power to Set Your Loved Ones Free. Okay, this one is a little different. The Prodigal Prayer Guide is just exactly what it said. It's a guide with prayers. And, you know, if you're like me, sometimes you are praying the same things over and over, the same scriptures, and you need some new ideas. And the Prodigal Prayer Guide gives me those ideas. The Praying Your Prodigal Home book by Richard A. Burr really has taught me some things about how to remove the obstacles between me and the barriers between me and my prodigals. And it's just a fascinating book. It's life-changing. And I've been following the book and doing what he has recommended in their humility, humbling myself and asking my daughters for forgiveness. And I have seen breakthrough doing that with my husband. And it has been just amazing to watch my husband and I falling in love again with each other. And God is working on our marriage, restoring and healing relationships with my daughters as I am humble and real with them and repent, and the healing relationship that is coming from that. I'm just, wow, I'm blown away. When you do things God's way, he knows what he's talking about, sister. It's the best way. So I just wanted to encourage you with that, and then also share from Ephesians 1 verse 20. Actually, I'll probably go through 20 through 23. It's titled God's Power in Christ. He demonstrated this power in the Messiah, he being God, by raising him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavens, far above. I love that. Far above every ruler and authority, power and dominion, and every title given, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put everything under his feet and appointed him as head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. How encouraging is that? Jesus is far above all principalities, all rulers of darkness, over everything. And we, sisters, are in Christ. How beautiful and encouraging is that? You know, I really have this peace. I am seeking God. I am being given the peace that passes all understanding, that has guarded my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He's in me. He's in you. And he wants to give you peace. He wants to give you good rest and good sleep. You know, 2 years ago, I don't think I would have thought that I could be getting the sleep and the rest and the peace that I have right now. And that is all to the glory of God. I want that for you too. Another resource that I just want to share with you is a precious sister in the Lord, Karen Wheaton. She has a wonderful book, I'll put it in the show notes, but I think it's like, can't believe I forgot what the name of the title of the book is, but I will put it in the show notes. It's got something about waiting, and it's primarily pretty much, it's about kind of like being like the prodigal father in the Bible, where you are waiting on the road, I think is what the name of the book is. That book was just amazing. I loved it. I devoured it. It was like a dessert to my soul, and so encouraging. And what encourages me is that Karen Wheaton, Laura Perry's mom, Francine Perry, they are moms. And also Christopher Ewan, his mother, Angela, these are women that God used through their prayers, that he put on their heart to pray through the power of the Holy Spirit. Their prodigals are back home and they are seeking Jesus and they are walking. And now they have a ministry to reach this generation. So, you know, there is a lot of, in my mind, a lot of credence to what they say. And I just like, okay, Lord, I want to hear what they have to say. Their prodigals came back. I know it was only by your power and might, and it was nothing that they did, but you definitely use their prayers to bring about the change in their prodigals. And so that's what I want. I want to have a book. I don't know about you, but when my prodigals come back home and to Jesus and their identity in Christ and their purpose, and they are being set free and they are walking in the destiny that God has called them to, and they are reaching their generation for Christ, I want to write a book about that with them. And I want to encourage moms to keep pressing, to keep praying, to not give up, to continue seeking after God, to ask him to heal them. And then their prodigals. I mean, that's what I'm excited about. And I really believe that God has given me a dream and my husband a vision and other family members' visions, that our prodigals will return. And I believe it, and I'm expecting it. I'm waiting on the road, and I'm looking for them to come home. And I cannot wait. So she also, Karen Wheaton, has a weekly Facebook video. Like, she posts a video every Wednesday, and it's Front Porch Friends. And she just encourages us moms. And I just love her, and I hope to go to one of her conferences and just hug her and thank her for being so encouraging to me and to other moms that are just waiting on the road for their prodigal to return. And so I pray that today you have been blessed, that you're encouraged to continue seeking the Father for your prodigal, to continue believing that he wants no one to perish. And so he is waiting and wanting and working in your prodigal. So let's pray for our prodigals. Let's remember that in Ephesians 1:21, it's a verse that describes the exalted position of Christ above all other powers and names in the age and the one to come. It's part of a larger passage that praises God for his work of salvation and his plan for the church. And this context, the context of this verse, is that Paul is praying for the Ephesians to have wisdom and revelation so they may come to know God better. And I'm reading that, and it comes from BibleHub.com, Ephesians 1, verse 21. So let's do that. Let's pray, sister. Father in heaven, I thank you that your plans are higher than our plans. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And we want to align our thoughts and our desires and our plans under your will and purpose for them to come to pass. Thank you that Jesus is far above other powers and names of this age. And we desire, God, to understand and have wisdom and revelation that we would know God better, that we would know you better, and that our prodigals would know you once again, and that you would take them from the darkness and put them into the marvelous light of Jesus, that you would heal them, save them, redeem them, restore their identity, purpose, and plan, and their inheritance. Give them a ring, and let's have a party with the fatted calf, and let's give them sandals for their feet so that they can reach this lost and confused generation for your glory, God, their good, and the good of the church. We ask it, we believe it, and we're expecting it. We're waiting and looking on the road for our prodigals to come home to you and to us. And we thank you, God, that you want that too. We love you and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, sister, for listening. I hope it was encouraging. Remember to subscribe and to post a question. Answer the poll. I want to hear from you. I want to know how I can encourage you. I love you. And remember that because we're in Christ, we can stand on the truth of his promises and remember that he is far above. We do not pray for victory. We are praying from victory, sister, because the victory was won at the cross at Calvary. Thanks to Jesus. Have a blessed day. Until next time. Bye-bye.